We are up to Simen Tzadiches Halacha Chavav. It is on page Reish Mem Zayin.
Reish Mem Zayin.
Reish Mem Zayin Halacha Chavav. Halacha, we have to start thinking what we're going to do after we finish Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. We have to start planning. Anyone have any ideas, let me know. I was thinking about maybe doing Pischei Tshuvos. You know, Pischei Tshuvos, just the Pischei Tshuvos, not the Mishnah Berurah. That might be an interesting idea. We'll see. Okay, let's...
Sefer on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Look, Chayshim Mishpat, Imrei Emes?
Yeah.
Something. I don't know. You're learning it by...
Bring it in, let's see. Bring it in. Oh, Spiro, he's the Chayshim Mishpat Baki.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the big man, the Chayshim Mishpat.
Years ago, but I'll bring you.
He goes to a shir on Shabbos. He go Friday night to a shir.
No.
Yeah, he's very good. I once went to him for a chesh mishpat shaila. Passing in my favor. That's why I like him. His assistant. He told me before he told me I should first go over the issue with his assistant. So I went over the issue with his assistant, passing against me. He says, "You're gonna lose. It's over." Then he brought me into him. He got chaz over the whole union. He told him all the union, and the assistant told him all the svaras. And he told him, "You're wrong. I'm right." So I made friends. Okay, let's go. Halacha chavav mutar lechasayis esayish bechli or beefer umuchon. You are allowed to cover the fire with a kli or with esh page reish mem zayin. Halacha simin tzadiches halacha chavav. You're allowed to cover the fire with a kli or beefer umuchon with esh. The afal pisha efsha sheichaber ktsas al yidei hakisui mikol makom. It's mutar kevin sheinu mechavin lekibu. You have no intent to extinguish fire. I don't know exactly what's happening over here, but you are covering an open flame. We have learned yesterday that you're not allowed to extinguish entirely a flame. That is categorically forbidden. There is an open flame, you may not extinguish the flame. Are you allowed to lower the flame on a modern day range that we discussed yesterday at length? Some say yes, some say not. The solution, l'chatchila, is to lower it when there is food upon the flame. Pot of water or a dish, if the flame remains at full on a high setting, the food will get burnt. So then you're lechatchila allowed to lower the flame. That would be the solution. But here, when it's an open flame, you want to extinguish it. That's aser. Here is not extinguishing, and you're just trying to cover it. So covering it, you're not going to extinguish it, but you may indirectly cause it to go out. That is mutter, as long as it's not mekavana. V'davka letzorech ois hayom. You only can do this is only when. A mutter letzorch yamtiv. It's mutter if you need to cover it for letzorch yamtiv. L'davka letzorch os hayom, aval letzorch halayla. Aser d'ho halayla shaych liyom sheni that we discussed yesterday. Anything that you do on the first day yamtiv in preparation for the second day yamtiv is forbidden. That is hachana from one day to the next day. Halacha chav zayin ein magilin. This we learned a long time ago. You're not allowed to be toivel kalim on Shabbos and yamtiv. Ein magilin. You're not allowed to be magilin. This is the hagala. And hagala means to of it's not kosher. You'll pour burning. You will pour a boiling hot water. The ein melabedin. You'll put it on the fire. You have a non kosher piece of metal. You put it on an open fire. Kalim shenestru, because that's tikun mona. It's also midrabanan. It resembles boine. It resembles the malach of binyan. It's not also midaraisa, but it's also midrabanan. The din tvilas kalim. What about being toivel kalim on yamdiv? What? Yeah, that's what it's all part of. Makapatish. You're completing the utensil. It's not a deraisa because it's not physical, but it is spiritual, and so it's also a midrabanan. What about being toivel kalim? There, you're not even doing something physical. You're just putting in water. So this also is aser. The only heter is if you're desperate. We learned last week that you're allowed to wash your hands with it, and then you wash your hands in the mikvah. Then mimela, you indirectly would toivel it. In other words, if you have a utensil that needs tefillah, you're not allowed the chatchil to take it and to be toivel in the mikvah, because that's tikkun mane. But what you can do is, oh, I need to wash my hands. So, oh, look at that. What? So I'll wash my hands in the mikvah. So you only need to be toivel the utensil when you're eating from a utensil. That's the most, when it comes to tefillah scale, the rule of thumb is, the only time a utensil requires tefillah is if the food makes direct contact with the utensil. If the food does not make direct contact with the utensil, you do not need to be toivel the utensil. So if you have a washing cup, you don't have to be tevel a washing cup. You go buy a new washing cup. You have to be tevel? Of course not.
Unless you drink from it.
Unless you drink from it, but you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. This tumah. You're not supposed to drink from utensils that you use for washing. You have a utensil you want to use for drinking, and you forgot to be tevel before. But you forgot to be tevel before Yom Tov. So the solution is use it temporarily as a washing cup. Go into the mikvah and wash negelvaser. Go to the mikvah, wash negelvaser. You'll dip it into the mikvah to wash negelvaser. Oh, look at that! I have memela been toivled in the mikvah. That is what it says back in Siman Lamed Zayin. Halacha chavches din hadochas kelim biyamtiv kumay b'shabbos. Are you allowed to clean utensils after the meal is over? Generally speaking, it is osur. Hachana, why are you cleaning? You're not using it now. You don't need it now. The day is almost over. You're not allowed to do it. What about graf shel rei? It's disgusting, or it attracts rodents and the like. Then we learn that it's mutter. If it's going to be this, it's going to, you're in a small area and you see it and it's disgusting and it smells and it bothers you, then you're allowed to do it. But if it does not bother you, you can put it in the dishwasher. If you have a dishwasher, you can put it in the dishwasher and close the door. You're not going to see it. That is what should be done lechatchila. And of course, it goes without saying that you're not allowed to wash dishes on the first day Yom Tov in preparation for the second day Yom Tov. That's a very important halacha. Din hadochas kelim Yom Tov kimoy b'Shabbos v'osur lahadichon miyom tov rishon liyom tov sheni. It appears that a lot of the laws of hachana are violated. People are not aware of all these halos of hachana. On the first day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do anything in preparation for the second day Yom Tov. Even to be golel the Sefer Torah should not be done. Many gaboyim, it's after the first day Yom Tov, you want to prepare for the second day Yom Tov, you go take out the Sefer Torah to be golel to the place of the month. That's also. The only thing you can do is that after you golel it, you can read. If you read a few psukim, so that's already called, that's an eitzah. But just to do any type of tircha, the preparation for the next day is forbidden. Halacha. The philosophical, it's not for philosophical reasons. It's a halacha. It's a tircha yisera. It's excessive labor. Yom Tov is a day of menucha, of rest. Mimitzo cheftzecha v'daber davar. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do malacha. You're not allowed to engage in your private needs. Important your private needs, even though there is no technical malacha. Halacha chavtes.
You know.
Yeah.
You can't wash dishes like in the morning on Yom Tov, thinking that guests might come in the afternoon.
Yes, you can. That's an excuse. That's what you can.
If there's a reasonable possibility that guests will come in, you can do it. That's the lumbus of Erev Tavshilin. The reason why you're allowed to prepare on Friday for Shabbos is because maybe a guest will arrive. But that it's only done in connection with preparing an Erev. Preparing a special takonas chazal of preparing bread and an egg, two tavshilin and making a bracha, but when you're going from one day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov, you don't even have that. So just because there is a possibility that a guest will arrive is not an excuse to prepare, unless there's a reasonable likelihood that a guest will come later in the afternoon and you will need a dish, then you're allowed to wash. But if 99% of the time guests don't show up, and if they do show up, they're not interested, and if they are interested, you can very quickly wash the dish at that moment. So then you're not allowed to do it unless you're in a situation where today we're very sensitive. That's the excuse today. We're extremely sensitive. We're obsessed with cleanliness and with germs and with disease. And so we're in this nitzan. You can't tolerate walking to the kitchen and seeing a stack of dirty dishes. It just destroys your menucha Shabbos. It destroys your meal. What? It's not a joke. A lot of people like this, especially women. Men, they don't care. Men are slobs.
Women in college dorms.
Yeah.
Women are
worse
than men.
Really?
That's what they say.
The only chance they do it.
The women have bigger things than the men are in college. It's only because they have twice as much stuff. That could be.
Okay.
I have a question. Let's say your family is going, it's, let's say, in the afternoon, the Yom Tov Rishon, and at night they're going to their parents. Are they allowed to take their pajamas?
No.
So they got to wait till it gets dark and then go.
It's a big problem. You're making probably one of eating
so
another meal.
Know that. You know, they load up and they go.
I think most of the arguments I've had over the years were people think that when they make a meal, you're going to get to it, I guess, later on a different siman, but with the reference to Erev Tavshilin, when you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and they want to cook Thursday for Shabbos.
Oh, Thursday for Shabbos, that you can't do.
Mistake that a lot of people are having in their
mind. Erev Tav Shilu is Friday to Shabbos. So the solution is they put on the pajamas while it's still day. You take the pajamas while it's you're going to a guest, you're going to your in-laws, you're going to wherever your children, so the children
put on the
pajamas while it's anything that you're really planning for the next day, as long as you use it, you make use of it to some degree earlier while it's still there. Even use the pajamas as a pillow. Take it and put it into a pillowcase, and they should lie on it as a pillow. So then you're actually making you're using it for something functional, for something functional during the day. So it's not an outright violation of Hachana. That's the solution. You have to make use of it.
But the thing is, you have to do the labor anyway. The next day.
It doesn't matter. The halacha is that it's a different day. You're not allowed to prepare on one day for the next day, even though the next day you'll do a lot more halacha. Today you're not allowed to prepare from one day to the next day. That's the bottom line. You're degrading the sanctity of today by using this time to prepare for tomorrow. Why are you preparing for tomorrow? Today is a holy day. Today is a day. So tomorrow you'll deal with it. It's a different day. You'll deal with it on that day. If you really wanted to prepare, you could have prepared before Yom Tov began. You could have prepared everything on 2 days ago when it was Chol. Today is Yom Tov. It has its own territory. Don't mess with me. My own sanctity, my territory. Today is holy.
Even though it's interfering with the enjoyment of the second day.
It's not interfering with the enjoyment of the second day.
The second day,
you'll worry about the second day.
You can't stop preparing the meal till 10 o'clock at night. You're going to do that with your mom. It
doesn't matter.
You're saying is
a very big problem. People who want to have elaborate meals. Some families, they make a big suda the night, the second night of Yom Tov. Their children are coming, their cousins are coming, and they're preparing a lavish meal. And you can't start preparing until 50 minutes after sunset. What are you talking about? That's already 8:30. We're first going to start to eat when it's going to be 10 o'clock? It's a big problem. What? The second Seder. You can't start to set up.
Until after.
Well, the Seder is not so terrible because the Seder anyway takes time to
cook for so many people.
Yeah, it's a big problem. It's a
3 hours.
That's the way it is.
The first day you can take out frozen meat.
On the first day, you can take out the have it on the counter.
For the second day, you can take
not so simple.
I heard that.
You allowed to take it out of the freezer and put it on the countertop.
Let it
begin to defrost.
For the second,
I'm not so sure. What do you say?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
You can take it out of the freezer. Frozen meat, taking out of
your freezer. If it's really frozen, it takes 3 days anyhow.
Frozen food.
And to put it on the counter and let it begin to defrost. So you'll save time when you warm it up later.
It could be warm.
Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Chof Tes. Halacha. Oh, by the way, let's just do. We didn't do Ligram. Let's do Ois Yudal. This is from yesterday, which we did not do. On the bottom, Ois Yudal. Ligram Kibui Asir. I am Shulchan Aruch. The Asir Lichbois Haner Bishvil Mitzvas Oina. Okay, he's talking about what about extinguishing? Is that permitted? So v'ataz kasav d'min adin mutu lichbas elosh ein marin kain and nikar din etzmut. That's called it tzarich yom tif to extinguish the ner b'mishvil ona. V'ayim b'gadim v'chay adam shetstado lahati b'yom tif sheni. Yom tif sheni. This is a very interesting thing that if you compile all of the leniencies of yom tif sheni versus yom tif rishon, and there are many, there are definitely many leniencies of yom tif sheni. This is one of them.
Perhaps that you can't do from one day
up
to the next, but second day up to the
next. It's lighter.
On the first day, it's
worse
then. Then
it's worse.
The first day's been
so you suggest that's part of the reason.
The second day, at least, it's been a problem.
So he's really saying, he's saying the part of the reason why you're not allowed to be mechin from the first and the second day is because the second day really is chol. So you're being mechin mekodesh lechol, which is really bad. It's one thing to be mechin mekodesh lechodesh, but be mechin lekodesh lechol, that's more severe. It's very interesting. Okay. So here is another example of a leniency of the second day. From begodim chay adam shetad lohater biyom tov sheni vayim behagos marsham hevi gam kain mikam achorinim lohakel biyom tov sheni v'sini mikol mokom kosher lohakel. Even that is kosher lohakel. Ve'ayin b'mishne bura b'ber halacha d'dayto sham lohater kishe yitzrei miskaber olav oy b'lel tfilo v'yasai de hagroma ayin sham. So he says lel tfilo and other situations shasat chak, then indeed it is mutter. Halacha chavtet. What about turning up the heat? So people do this. People do this, especially in the old boilers. I don't know, everything has changed. All the technology has changed quite a bit. But I still have an old thermostat that... No, it is electrical. All thermostats are electrical, but they're not the old ones. The old ones, they're not increasing more electricity.
It's a step down transformer.
No.
They have
this is the old ones switched it on and off. The new ones are electric.
No, but I'm talking about new ones. You're pressing buttons. All the new thermostats, you press the button. You press the button electronically to change it to increase temperature. The old ones, you either turn or you slide. There's a slider.
There's a little wheel on the bottom.
So you're not adding any more electricity. If you're not on the old thermostats, to the best of my knowledge, they're anyway run by electricity. The electric is anyway on. You're not adding any more electricity by changing the setting, changing the temperature, by raising it or lowering it. I don't believe so. I remember years ago, you can raise the heat. You can raise and you can even lower the heat. That's what he says. The lever that moves up and down, or the thing that you turn. There are different types. They don't even make them anymore. You probably can get them online. Today, everything is digital. Everything is...
Because they have mercury inside. They're a little mercury.
So?
Mercury is a...
anything anymore. The new ones. Okay, all right, okay. All right, okay. Okay, so today... Everything is electrical. It's not going to happen today. But in the olden days, this was. I remember doing this. We used to do this. We used to turn it up and down on Yom Tov. You're allowed to adjust the heat. When does it really get cold on Yom Tov? It's either Pesach can get cold. It depends on the time of the year. Sukkot, it depends. But I vaguely remember my mother asking my father.
In the boiler
as a pilot. Well, in the old boilers. The new boilers, I'm not so sure. I think the new boilers still have pilots.
I
got a boiler not so long ago and has a pilot. Okay, the boilers with Klal are on the way out. All the new construction, they don't put in any more of the steam boilers. Now they put in these new things, these water boilers. So new technology today.
Forced air
is expensive. That's still expensive. The best thing is the construction class is the hot water system. The hot water system is what's the mila?
Low system.
It's the pipes. You no longer need these heavy steel pipes.
They don't bang.
You just plastic. They use PVC plastic pipes, which is a piece of cake. It's cheap.
It's cheaper to make hot.
And the
water
gas. They claim the gas. The bill is a lot less. The gas is a lot less. And the piping is a piece of cake. It's the labor of construction, and it's better than the forced air. The forced air is expensive because the gas to run the forced air is also plenty of money. So
turn it up and down. Turn it off and on.
I mean, the advantage with the forced air is they use it for both heating and
yeah.
Cooling.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You can turn it up and down.
They used to say.
So I don't know. You have to know everything. All the new technology is electrical.
No,
everything you change a setting.
The old boilers
is not electrical.
No, but you can turn it off.
The old boilers did not have, there was not too much, there is electricity.
Electric because if it's case, you have an electric,
you can shut it down.
Problem, yeah. It won't work.
So I don't know, you have to know the technology, but theoretically, you can, theoretically, if it's done the right way, you can turn the heat up and down on Yom Tov.
Not up and down, but it's off.
Okay, let's see. Also lahasik kide lechamim habayis. It says here that it's not called oichel nefesh. You're not allowed to do this. But let's see. Chavtes. Ois chavtes. Halach chavtes. Also lahasik kide lechamim habayis. Now you're not allowed to make fire, to burn fuel, firewood, in order to heat up the house. Aval. Ela im akor godol. If it's very cold, ad kidei kach shemahacholim nikroshim, the food is frozen. So the reason why I'm heating up the house, I'm raising the temperature above 32 degrees. No, you don't want the food. You want the water. You want a drink of water. If the temperature is below 30, so you should have water to drink. And echanam, so I want to be able to take a cup of water, and the water is frozen. So I'm heating up the whole house. A whole building, right? Filling up a whole house in order that the water should not freeze. Have havei tzorech oichel nefesh. Aval, here is the heter, and this is what everyone is semich on. Aval im ein akar gadol rak al yidei. Right, sorry, that's the next halacha. Rak al yidei ein yehudi mutar. But it's only, but if it's not so cold, then only through a non-Jew. This is for Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, Amir Yakim is generally osur. But when it comes to tzinim upachim, cold and heat, akol choyel beitzel tzinim upachim, you can turn up the heat. Okay, I have to see. I vaguely remember that it would be mut. My father remembered vaguely telling my mother you're allowed to turn up the heat on Yom Tov. So we have to see. There must be some more to this about even turning up a boiler. The old-fashioned boilers where there was no electricity. Let's see, Islamit. Mutar lechamei mayim luchotzil. You're allowed to heat up water to wash yodav luchotzil, to wash your hands. Avaloi kol guvo, so knows you could take a shower on Shabbos as long as you don't wash your entire body. You're allowed to turn on the Yom Tif, as long as you don't turn on the entire body, as long as you know for a fact that turning on the hot water tank, you're not causing any electrical, there's no electricity being generated, at least directly through turning on hot waters. I assume that's the case with the tanks, the water tanks. When you turn on a hot water tank on during the week, are you causing anything electrical to happen? Is the hot water tank even plugged into the wall? I assume it is, right? It has to be. Is it? I don't know. Maybe it's not. Is there electricity that the hot water tank? There's no electrical.
Not on my water tank.
I don't see it. Okay, so the only question is hot water. Today, by the way, hot water tanks are out. No more. Now it's tankless systems. Tankless systems, no?
Many years ago when they would go in and out, I don't think they
didn't have enough hot water.
Yeah, the problem is if you run it, if you really want a lot of hot water, tankless systems, the new ones are...
The new ones.
The old ones, they ran out of hot water,
okay. My plumber in that house recently, he told me no more. He told me no more. It's like when the tank goes, that's it. You get a tank, the new tankless. He says that's the way to go. He says it's cheaper on the gas.
Usually the new tankless is attached to the boiler.
The tankless attached to the boiler.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Because the boiler anyway has hot water in it. So
that's the well old system used to be like that.
All right, let's go. Mutar lechamei. We have a shear in construction. We're in the construction. They have them upstairs. During construction, how we give them a shear? Tell us about floors and about walls and plaster. We'll get a shear in construction. Mutar lechamei mayim luchatziyada v'avaloi kol gubri nala washing entire body v'lutzurach v'tikun tinuk. A child im tzuchim lerach tzoy also damkein lechamei mayim b'shviloi. Even for children, you're not allowed to heat up water for them. Afilu al yidei ein yehudi ach. What you can do for a child is when you're boiling up water to drink, you can boil up a little bit more water. Ach yecholim laharbois b'shviloi tahainu kishetzrichim k'tzas mayim lebishul mutu lechamim afilu yorgilu. You're allowed to go and heat up a large pot. Rak sheyidin kol amayim. But all the water should be put in the pot before you light the fire. Before you put you transfer the fire. Do not put the water into the pot afterwards, because that will be doing something specifically not letzorech oichel nefesh, but for bathing, and that would be forbidden even for a child. If he's ill and needs the hot water for health reasons, then it can be done for a non-Jew. Ois tests on the bottom. Ayin b'seidu tahara. D'yesh mokam l'hokal l'chamim ha-mikvah b'lel yom tov beis. Ayin de'akam. What about heating up the mikvah on Yom Tov. So he says, here's another example of Yom Tov Sheni, we are more lenient. Yom Tov Sheni is mutter to heat up the mikvah, to heat up the mikvah on Yom Tov. Rak, because it's a mitzvah. And we apply the principle. He says that their custom was to be machmer. However, it's public knowledge. It's a zilzul in the kedush of Yom Tov when people know about this, that a guy is heating up the mikvah. Shemitzadeh gam kein sham b'makom sheish minias hatzvila ubitul piriya v'rivya pru revu ayin sham. He holds that it's motu v'chein kosav lahatir b'shut or b'kiv eger rak shayis shol yikach mehamayim chamim lishtois mehem. You should drink a little bit from the water of the mikvah water. Okay, don't try that at home. Okay, those mikvah water don't have chlorine, all the other what? It's
all right.
It's no joke. People. I know someone that stopped going to mikvah because he got hepatitis, and he claims he got it from the mikvah. He claims he got it from the mikvah. That's what he claims.
Who did he kiss in the mikvah?
No, he says just going to the mikvah, dipping in the mikvah.
He didn't get it from the mikvah. He got it from someone at the mikvah.
No, he claims he stopped going. He claims that the mikvahs are not clean. I don't know.
Once you get it, you can tell already.
You get cellulitis.
I don't know. So Baruch Hashem, our mikvos, Baruch Hashem, have gone a very long way. The cleanliness and even the dirtiest mikvos is pretty good. No? No, you're looking at me? Okay, the mikvos that I frequent are pretty good.
Landau's mikvos.
What?
Rabbi Landau's mikvos is the cleanest in the nation.
Cleanest?
That's what I hear.
All right, Schmidman is very good. Over here, Rabbi Weinfeld is pretty good. It's pretty good. I've never been there, but Rabbi Frankel has this new state-of-the-art mikvah. I've not been there. Rabbi Frankel's mikvah? They built a new shul. $3 million shul. Wow. They built a brand new mikvah. 21st. Okay. Is always make use of the water, drink a little bit of the mikvah water, and that is the solution. Chesli Avram, may hadarkei tshuva, shemater gam l'cham b'lel beis. The second that you can be more lenient. V'chein k'shachal yom tov be'erv Shabbos, mutu l'cham im oz l'tzorech l'el Shabbos, al yidei erv tavshilin. Ah, so that you can do for sure. You want to prepare on Friday, you know, for Shabbos through the erev tavshilin, then you can warm up the mikvah on Friday for Friday night. V'yayin be'hagos marasham, shekosav l'hatu gam l'tzorech l'anoshim ha'nesor b'tilas Ezra. That's also a mitzvah. Forget about noshim women. It's also good for men who are makbid on Tfilas Ezra. Af al gav de loy kol odem nizabo ve'ein shavah l'chol nefesh. So here he introduced a very important principle that the old time of Malach, we're going to come to this later on, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov with the rule of mitoch shuta shleilot. It has to be a Malach that shavah l'chol nefesh. Chazal did not just allow you to do malachas on Yom Tov, even though this Malach is primarily done for food, and once it's done for food, we allow you to do it not for food. And that classic example would be fire, lighting a fire. You light a light of fire, that's the basic thing you need to do in order to prepare food. So once you can do it for food, you can do it for non-food purposes, provided that the non-food purposes that you're doing the melacha is davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh. Tzvilas Ezra l'cha'ora is not davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh. Most people are not nizar or makbid on Tzvilas Ezra. So why then is it good? He says that's the exception. Mikol Machem, Kevin, since Dehanis Hodim Ba Yitbulu B'Mayim Karim Im Lo Yehelohem Chamim. Since anyway, the people who are Nizer will anyway go to Mikvah in cold water if they don't have hot water. Kim Yesh Lohakil Mishum Tsar. They're anyway going to do it because they're Nizer and they're going to go into cold water. And you don't want them to suffer. Now it's a matter of Tsar to going into cold, freezing cold water. The Chashash Sakana. And they may even come with a Sakana. They're so used to going to Mikvah. V'tila Sezra, they're going to be Meiser Nefesh. And they're Mesiras Nefesh may lead to a pikuach Nefesh. And it's a very strange thing he's saying here. Yeah, that's why you're allowed to heat up the water for them. Kemasha Kosav, Hamogin Avram, Svara Zohi says such a Svara. The Ayin Beshut Maharshag, Shemitzadeh, Gamke Lahatir, Chimim, HaMikvah, B'Yom Tov Beis. A Jew is allowed to heat up the mikvah on the second day of Yom Tov. Okay, next Halacha Oitz Tes Zayin, Avaloi Kol Gufo. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bathe with hot water, Yodayim, Raglayim, and Roshoy, but not your entire body. That's an issue of G bathing on Yom Tov is the same like on Shabbos, he may come to squeeze the towel. The ayin le'el, the beprushim mutu l'uchaitz. Parshim is lukewarm water. You're allowed to bathe your entire body. The ayin b'shut, or b'kib eger, the gam tfila shal mitzvah yucham, yuhamayim rak, parshim. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Parshim, lukewarm. The ayin be, I don't know what that stands for? Be, I don't know what that stands. The tfilas noshim yesh lahatir litvul gam chamim.
Besidrei
tara. Thank you. The tfilas noshim yesh lahatir litvul gam chamim im huchem will be erev yom tif. If there was heat before yom tif, a woman can go to mikvah. She can tovel on. We can tovel on yom tif in a hot mikvah. Okay, even on Shabbos, people are matter that. The ayin leel shehevesi the gam Shabbos mutu litvul chamim shucham will be erev Shabbos ladas kama achreinim. Okay, let us stop here, take a very short break, and we'll do some continuing where we left off yesterday.